This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNee. While attending the G7 summit in France, U.S. President Trump and Britain's Prime Minister Boris Johnson held an early morning breakfast and news conference where President Trump praised Johnson.
He needs no advice. He's the right man for the job. I've been saying that for a long time. Didn't make your predecessor very happy, but I've been saying it for a long time. He's the right man for the job.
You're on message there. I'm very grateful for that.
And the President Trump was asked if he had any advice for Johnson about Brexit. Johnson also discussed the progress he'd like to make on trade talks with the U.S.
Well, looking forward to having some pretty comprehensive talks about how to take forward the relationship in all sorts of ways, particularly on trade. And we're very excited about that.
We're having very good trade talks between U.K. and ourselves. We're going to do a very big trade deal, bigger than we've ever had with the U.K., and now they won't have it. At some point, they won't have the obstacle of, they won't have the anchor around their ankle, because that's what they had.
Trump and Johnson are known as controversial and unpredictable personalities. Many will be watching what kind of headlines the two leaders will generate in the summit over the weekend. The Taliban says it expects ongoing negotiations with the United States to conclude Sunday, finalizing a peace deal to end the 18-year war in Afghanistan. A Taliban spokesman told VOA Saturday that the two sides are fleshing out details of a mechanism for U.S.-led foreign troops to withdraw from the country. Taliban officials have said the deal being negotiated with the U.S. would require the insurgent group to open a peace process with Afghan stakeholders to discuss a ceasefire or reduction in attacks against government forces and matters related to future political governance. U.S. officials say the Taliban also would be bound to prevent al-Qaeda from establishing a safe haven in insurgent-controlled Afghan areas. This is VOA News. Again, British Prime Minister Boris Johnson says the United States needs to lift trade restrictions on Britain if it wants a trade deal, part of the ongoing discussions at the G7 summit in France. And North Korean state media said Sunday that leader Kim Jong-un oversaw the test firing of a newly developed weapon on Saturday. North Korea launched what appeared to be two ballistic missiles into the sea off its east coast. Photos released in state media showed rockets launching from large tubes mounted on the back of a heavy vehicle. The Korean Central News Agency said Kim praised the system as a great weapon and praised the scientists who designed and built it. Analysts said the system appears to be the fourth one developed by the North Koreans since denuclearization talks stalled at a summit with President Trump in February. South Korea's National Security Council said it is continuing efforts to bring the North back to the talks, but little movement has occurred. The captain of the Iranian oil tanker pursued by U.S. ships now says it is headed for Turkey amid heightened tensions between Tehran and Washington. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma.
The crew of the Adrian Darya updated its listed destination in its automatic identification system to Mersin, Turkey, a port city in the country's south and home to an oil terminal. However, mariners can input any destination into the AIS, so Turkey may not be its true destination. Mersin is just over 100 miles from a Syrian oil refinery, where authorities allege the tanker had been heading before being seized off Gibraltar in early July. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Hong Kong police fired tear gas to break up anti-government protests in an industrial suburb on Saturday after activists threw gasoline bombs and bricks. Smoke from tear gas continued to linger into the night as police tried to disperse protesters that regrouped at a MTR station. Earlier, thousands of demonstrators, many in hard hats and gas masks, charged a police station in the industrial Kwan Tong area. On Saturday, some of the protesters launched stones and water bottles at police, who responded with tear gas and baton charges. Protesters also cut down a smart lamp post because they feared it was being used for surveillance by Chinese authorities, and Hong Kong's government said the lampposts only collected data on traffic, weather, and air quality. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
VOA. all the